Good evening. Welcome back to the class. Need to learn Shamatha meditations today. Is this for Wednesday night class? Or Sunday?
I think it's a Sunday one, Geshe-la.
Yeah, Sunday, so... I think I already read this on Sunday. I request whoever asks these questions talk to 101. So probably Sunday all kinds of people come from may not understand even though I say some different understand. Really grown up. So the commentary that I'm going to use is, even though there's so many commentaries, how to do shamatha practice. So this one I read a few times and it's quite clear, so that's why I choose this commentary. So I may not have any oral transmission of this text, but it's quite clear. So now here, like, the word come abiding in Tibetan is called Shine. Shine. She, peaceful mind. Ne means still. Still. Being still with peaceful mind. Shine. Or you could say the single point in meditations. This is not unique Buddhist practice. This common practice with also other different beliefs, such as like Hinduism, also practice karma abiding. This is not very unique or unique practice of Buddhism. So this is something that to use basically to control your mind. How to keep your mind with one single object, the way to make mind more calm and peaceful, focusing on one single object. And lack of focus, many mistake occurs. That unfortunately mistakes, not just mistake occurs, that brings more complications, more problems in our life, makes our mind more unpleasant. More messy. So what somebody is hoping to get out of this single point of meditations is wellness in the mind, in the body. Or another way you could say mental pliancy or physical pliancy. Basically is the best form of wellness of mind and wellness of body. That's what you're hoping. Not necessarily that you're hoping to become enlightened or be liberated from samsara, generally speaking. So the goal is to achieve the best level of wellness within the mind and within the body. That's the goal, generally speaking. So then, of course, in Buddhism, other traditions such as Hinduism, they just try to overcome from, like I said, gross level of disturbing thought, trying to control through Kamabari meditations. Or maybe to goal is to ultimate goal, not like, you know, the physical wellness and mental wellness, that will comes, that will, that's a part of the result of practicing Kamabari meditations. Whether you're Buddhist, non-Buddhist, doesn't matter. Everybody, when you manage to finish the 9 stages of Kamabari meditations, you will achieve the wellness in the mind, the body. So top of that, there's like, then there's another set of goals, maybe to be born in higher realms, because everything in desire realm is so complicated. Wherever you turn, there's problems. Other realms is different. So their goal might be like that, to be born in higher realms where there's like less material problem that's associated with the material things, body. Then of course there's all these problems that relate to the material things contribute to the mind. There'll be mind, a lot of negative mind occurs. Some realms, there's less of that. So maybe there's top of that, there's some other goal, maybe be born like that. In Buddhism's ultimate goal is liberation from samsara, enlightenment. So there's the Kamabari for use to actually to see the ultimate truth, which is shunyata, emptiness, same thing. That's what's for. That's the ultimate top of that, mental wellness, physical wellness. Top of that, the goal is to see emptiness for what? For liberate, for good, for all the problems. Oh, that's the goal, okay? So now the title of this text called Shinev Gumsus, how to meditate on Kamabari meditation, how to meditate on Kamabari, Menga instructions. Ting Ji Goja. You know, like there are hundreds of different types of concentrations, basically. This text is like the key that opens up a door to 100 different types of concentrations, instructions that explains meditation on shamatha, which is like key to open the door to 1,000 different types of concentrations. Make sense? So I'm very much hoping, so then in the last 20 years, been talking, at some point, need to now think seriously, not just learn. The very purpose of learning is to put into practice, otherwise. Then, not much use, so you just learn. So, some point that learning, need to think what you learn, and not just think, you need to think deep if you really want to be free. You can't just free by just learning and not thinking, and not thinking deep, and there will be no result. So, you know, last 20 years, been talking, so so very purpose of this studying Kamabari meditation is to put into practice, maybe at least try. No, at least try, you know, so at home. Okay, so that I'm very much hoping that, you know, people will do that. So as I said, the goal doesn't have to be liberations, doesn't have to be enlightenment. could be just wellness in the mind, the best level of wellness in the mind, the best level of wellness in the physical body. In order to achieve that, that's the very basic. In order to achieve that, need to put into practice. Without practicing what you learn, so then it's just going to be mere knowledge. That's all. So, So at the beginning, it is good to learn this. Most of you already know this 9-round breathing meditations are taught many times. As I said, you know, if you don't put into practice, you may not remember how it's been done, even though I explained probably more than 100 times at the center last 20 years. If you don't do, so then you know, you may not remember. Then it doesn't matter how many times you hear, you're still not going to remember. Then it's like, see, you know, like a leaky pot. No matter how much you pour, it goes in, but it never remains inside because it just goes out. Or maybe you have like different opinions. Maybe not necessarily positive one. So then whatever you pour there is going to get contaminated, so you cannot eat it. Nobody can eat it. So there's the liquid, the pot, that's kind of contaminated. Or maybe pour this upside down, so no matter what you try to pour, even one drop does not go inside because it's upside down. So, so these are the three faults of listening, not just teaching anything, any knowledge. If you become one of them, even the steps up is like proper way of sitting up, but there's like holes in the bottom, doesn't remain there anything, and then pot is kind of contaminated, so that doesn't benefit. If the pot is upside down, then the first plate doesn't go anything inside. So why 9-round breathing meditation is important? Because first you sit, you know, so like exactly like he's sitting there, like that. It's called like 7-point sitting positions. You know, of course you need to learn, in the beginning you need to learn, in order to produce some results, you need to learn how to do meditations properly. So then that's why you learn these 7 sitting positions. Well, there are many benefits according to channels. Energy, the chakras, you know, the physical thing is not simple as we think. It's kind of complicated. It's not simple as we think. You know, there's so much inside. There's so much inside the body, you know. So that's why you breathe, you blink, you swallow, you like throw, you know, all of that done through channel and energy. Without that, you can't move your eyes. Oh, this is all done through energy. So first, you know, 7 sitting positions. Just to learn, it's very important to learn that, okay? Learn. So probably you can look up, you know, it's not that difficult. So then, sit very comfortable, then think. What is your mental state? What's the state of your mind? What's your state of your mind? Is it very clear? Or it's kind of like messy. It's very clear, kind of calm, then no problem, no need to do 9-round breathing meditations. It is not very clear, it's like, if it's not like clear water, you know, water that kind of like, it's like, if it looks like, feels like, look, if it looks like, feels like, murky water. Oh, then need to do 9-round breathing meditations. So let separate this the dust and the water, let it separate. Mm. Nine round breathing meditation helps that. That Rigvatani level chest. So that kind of all this thought that's like dust that makes water very murky. So let those dust settle in the bottom. Let the water show its nature. It's clear. So the nine round breathing meditation, Rigvatani level. So Samde deve tepulas. Samde deve tepulas. Meditation cushions. On your meditation cushions. Samde deve tepu means meditation cushions. Samde deve tepulas. Lune dunda denchelas. With seven sitting positions. Rungro gudu tadosas. Rungro gudu nine round breathing meditations. Rigvatani labaches. Then make this, if you feel like the, your state of mind is like murky water, murky water, make it clear, the nature of mind is like water, it's not murky, you know, murky, but that's not the nature of mind. If it's the nature of mind, there's no hope. You can make it clear. Because the nature of mind, it's not the nature of mind, it becomes murky, muddy. So then through nine rounds breathing meditation, then you separate all the mud or dust, whatever you call, goes in the bottom. Then the nature of mind comes above. Then you see, it's totally separated now, it's very clear. Rigvatani labarches. With that kind of mind, Nanda Geve Sindembes means then with the pure mind, altruistic attitude, loving kindness, compassion, then you do, whether you are doing refreshing Bodhicitta prayers, for immeasurables or reciting mantras, that's the kind of mindset one should have to do the spiritual practice. You can't do spiritual practice successfully if you feel like your mind is like murky. Then more likely you'll feel something, okay? So that's like, if you feel like your mind is kind of murky, so then do the nine round breathing meditations. So you use your left hand, and the ring finger, block your left nostril, inhale long slow all the way in. So then block all the way out. So you do this three times. Oh. Do this three times. So then use right hand, same finger, ring finger, block. Now the right nostril, inhale. Then repeat three times. Three times, that's six. So then from the both nostrils, three times. That's called nine round breathing meditations. Okay, first, left hand, ring finger. Blow the left nostrils. As I said, the back needs to be straight. So then, all the way in, three times. So then the right hand, same finger, block. All the way in. Repeat three times, there's six. So So then drew from both nostrils three times. See if the murky mind is, or murky mind or messy mind is clear out. If not, do it again. You know, maybe you could do two times, three times, or till that mind gets kind of like clear. The dust and the water get completely separated. Rigva tang ni, lekvarche. Rigva tang, fresh mind. Ni, messy. That kind of separate the messy mind and the mind. So then mind become very clear. Oh. So, then from there, if the mind become very clear, from there, needs to think something wonderful. You know, like, altruistic, bodhicitta, altruistic attitude, loving kindness, compassion. So then from there, then you start any form of spirit practice or shamatha meditations, more likely you will make some progress. Okay? So of course, Singapore, the shamatha meditations that you need object to focus. Oh. If your anger is out of control, if your attachment is out of control, so then it's hard to concentrate. So then what you should do, according to the instructions, that you should do more like analytical meditation rather than single-pointed meditations. Because anger is now out of control, attachment is out of control. Because of that, you can't really focus. In order to focus, that anger and attachment, all that needs to be mild. It is like there's too much anger, too much attachment, you can't concentrate. You don't need to ask me, everybody knows that you can't concentrate. So, then there are the separate types of analytical meditation. There's number of them that guys mentioned in the text. So, So if this, you know, three poisons, what you call, it's kind of like mild or not too, I say, powerful, doesn't mean they're completely gone, so there's long way to wait for do shamatha meditation. That will take forever. Then maybe you may not be able to start shamatha meditation at all. So, you know, if it's like mild, so if it's like too powerful, then you need to do a lot of analytical meditations if your attachment is out of control, if that attachment is towards people, then you need to meditate on the nature of the bodies, you know, need to go deeper than the, like, less than inch of the skin, you need to go deeper down. Probably helps you to overcome then see the, I say, when you analyze, when you go deep, then probably the attachment will, the power of attachment will reduce. So that's the one meditation they mentioned in Abhidhamma Kosha. So then there's applied no anger, and also then there's like need to analyze, need to do a lot of analytical meditations. About anger, need to read first, need to read Shantideva's books, chapter number 6, Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, how what Shantideva said about anger, how to manage anger. Then need to remember that, so then need to do analytical meditations. That So if the mind is like then, kind of like deceitful and kind of mild, so, so then probably, you know, need to find some object, so then to concentrate. Or, you know, the samatha meditation, it has 9 stages. Or maybe you may have no interest to do all the 9 stages. You just want to concentrate. You just want to keep your mind calm. That's okay too. That's okay. So then in that case, it is better to concentrate according to the Mahamudra root text composed by fourth Panchen Lama, according to that text, which usually talks about the Mahamudra emptiness. Reaching seven molas, awareness, clear knowing. You understand? Clear knowing, mind, clear knowing. Something that you know, oh, this is computer, this is a prayer wheel, or this is book, or there are people are sitting here. That kind of awareness. Called Rigpa, called Rigpa. awareness. There are few terms, but means same thing. It boils down. It means same thing. Reaching seven molas. Reachings. Rig means knowing something, knowing. Seven mo, clear. Knowing clearly, object, watch, this you can drink, or this you can't drink, you know, there's something you have to eat, or chew. That's called awareness, oh. Reaching sari ngolas, simji dimla chejites. Focus on that. Clear knowing, focus on clear knowing. It's hard. Nothing is a piece of cake. Sorry. It's hard. Vijaya sarve ngola simji dimlas. Simji dimla. Chejites. Look at. That clear knowing. Look at. Strongly. Not just like that. Look at that. Very clearly. With the power. Look at. What do you see? Say, look at that clear knowing, look at with the power, with energy, look at that. What do you see? Again, look at clear knowing, look at. Don't need to do 5 minutes, 10 minutes, just look at, few seconds, just look at that clear knowing. What's clear knowing? That you know, oh, this is prayer, oh, this, you can't eat this, this is something you turn. That's awareness. Look at the awareness with power, not just with power. Look at that. What do you see? Oh, it mute everyone. What do you see? Yeah, there's nothing to see. Because awareness is no shape, no color, that's why you can't see anything. But what do you feel? Oh. So remain there. Now what happens after that few minutes? What happens? Oh, thought pops up. Thought pops up. Riji sabi ngola, shimji dimla, jeji des. You know, jeji des is like looking at something with full attention, not like that. Looking at very seriously. That's called jeji des, is like looking at very seriously. Not like looking, just going around like that. Looking. That's called jeji des. Look at like that, awareness, look at like that. Reach yourself in Mola, Shimji Jimla, with the force, or with effort, with power. Change it and look at it like that, not like kind of like sluggish, not fully awake. What do you see? Nothing. There's nothing to see. Remain there, as long as you can, remain there. Then after what happens? Oh, thought pops up, oh, somebody's phone rings, or oh, somebody coughing. Or one person come in, or one somebody going out, or some smell pizza. Thought pops up. What you should do? Simply notice them. Don't follow. Simply notice them. Follow. Reach yourself and go la. Simply do not change it. Yes. Nando kanda kanje ba teta tini miusung chas. Just be aware. Just be aware. There's nothing you can do. Just be aware. You don't need to fight. Just be aware. Whatever pops up, it will disappear. That's the nature. You don't need to ask. If something pops up, it will disappear. You don't need to fight. It will disappear. No. Why? It's the nature of impermanence. Everything just comes, it goes. No need to fight. Fighting with that, for certain people, it becomes big problems, and people don't learn. Then those people should not fight. What they should do, they should just simply notice them, don't follow. How this meditation begin? Looking very, how you say, with effort. And how you say, look like, how you say, almost staring, looking strongly, not just like that. That's how meditation begins. Look very strongly, reach yourself and all aware, mind, awareness. That's why you're looking. Reach yourself and all, change it in, change it to, with effort. Look at it very strongly. What happens after that? Thought pops up, here, there, pops up. Should I fight? No, you don't have to fight. Just simply notice them. Namdo kamba kanjebas. Whether it's like good thought, bad thought, middle thought. Don't fight. It will disappear. Namdo kamba kanjeba teda dini musunjas. That's one option. That's the one option that you can do. Second, I want to fight. Oh, I don't want to just notice. I want to fight every single one of them. Okay. If you want to fight, that's good. If you want to fight? No. Yana rapport kinshindus. Rapport kinshindus. Oh, you could fight like skilled swordman. Swordman? Skilled swordman. Oh. So there's what happened, there's the archer, very famous archer, and there's skilled swordman. So king asks archer to shoot the arrow to the skilled swordman. He's very skillful. The archer shoots. There's like thought. He pops his head. the skilled swordman is very well talented swordman. Every arrow shoots, he stops. That's called Yangna Rakhor Keshin. The other hand, likewise, the skilled swordman. Arrow is all like the sword. You can fight like skilled swordmen fighting or stopping the arrow shoots by archers. You could do that. Then, like the archer's wife asked archers, did you ever hit the swordman? He said, no. Every single arrow I shoot, the swordman stops. Then probably she said, okay, so tomorrow go again. Shoot again, so I will appear. Probably she dressed very nicely. So then while they're shooting, she appears. Then skilled swordman got distracted. Then arrow was shot. He was hit. So what it means you could be like, you could become like skilled swordman, but what do you need to be mindful. You can't just wander. If somebody's shooting your arrow, you can't be distracted. Even though somebody's trying to distract you, you can't be distracted. You have to be focused. Otherwise, arrow will hit you. See? So now there's a second one, which one's easier. First one, you don't need to fight it. You don't need to become like skilled swordman. You can just look at them, don't follow. And it will disappear. Or, you could become, Yana Rakhor Keshe Ndo Namdo Chiche Beverages. Namdo Chiche Beverages. Whatever thought rise, you could stop them or cut them with your sword. When the old arrow is gone, what you should do? You should focus. Same thing, you should focus. Chambo Masho, Hurjilus. Not with full force, but you know, very relaxed way, focus. Now, there's no more arrows coming towards you. Every arrow that comes, you kind of like eliminate them. Now there are no more arrow coming. Now you don't have to look around. Is there any arrow coming? No, there's no arrow more. There's no more arrow coming. So now you have to focus. Yana rakho keshin do namdo chiji bebejis. Chemba mashur. Lejilis. Chemba mashur. Without losing your mindfulness, you still need to be aware. You still need to be mindful. Even though arrow is not coming to you, you still need to be mindful. With that mindfulness, then just enjoy that space. There's no arrow, there are no more shooting, somebody shooting arrow at you. Just enjoy the space, remain there. Oh. To reach there, so, you know, so if you, if you want to fight, you have to probably, you have to, you know, defeat them. Namdo chichin bebechus. Yana rakho keshin do namdo chichin bebechus. Chetam neba tiye se temba masho lechilis. Sometimes with force, with power, sometimes with the power needs to be relaxed a little bit. Sometimes power needs to be, as I say, push up a little bit. Sometimes you know it needs to make relax a little bit. Simji dimla, shujili, simji josa tenadas. Simji josa tenadas. So there's where the mind should be. There. You know, now there's no more arrows coming. So that's where the mind should be. Sometimes with force, sometimes with less force, sometimes with more force. Shedan, Sheya, Chiketos, Chivichimbe, Semnidis, Lunatoa, Tazamnes. So mind is like, if you hold a bird, if you hold a bird with hand, if you let it go, it will fly away. Mind is like that. Chivichimbe, Semnidis, Lunatoa, Tazamnes. Without doubt, that bird will fly away. If you release, it will fly away. So that means the bird symbolizes the mind. So you need to keep that mind. If you release, it will go wild or go where it usually goes. Where it usually goes, it goes with all kinds of things. It goes everywhere. That's where it does. Shesumbada, mindless, without distractions, you can relax a little bit, but make sure that the bird doesn't get out of your hand. If it get out of hand, it will fly away, then maybe it's not easy to catch again. Shesumbada, mindless. Namdo chichi ngolas. When thought rise, look at them. When you start to look at them, it starts to disappear. Namdo chichi ngolas, deche rang yel, dongsang charas. Then when you look at them, you don't need to, when you look at them, then it kind of like fades away. Then what you see the absence of thought. That's what you see. Nando chichi ngō la tue se sa ya tōngsa chās. Tishi ne se ngā taba na, marti tōngsa shiki wās. If you try to focus on the absence of that thought, what it is just no different than space. It's no different than space. It's like space. What do you see? Nothing. Tejinese a tabana madib tongsa shikimas. It's just clear. Empty space. That's what you see when after the thought disappears or fades away, because you are looking at the thought, it just fades away. What's left? Nothing. Space. If you try to analyze what's left, space, absence of thought. That's like space, nothing else. One is your trepashes. You just change. First you see something as thought, we look at them, now it's disappeared. What you see? Absence. What looks like space. This was left. With that kind of practice, whatever thought that rise, Tashi Namdo Chiche Chance. Migo Juwa Nesimbas. Don't need to fight, don't need to stop them. Just simply notice them, just simply recognize them, Those thoughts will fly like birds. We don't need to chase them, they'll fly like birds. You know? If you see the group of birds drinking water in the creek, so when they land, they drink water, so then they just fly away. Simply, no need to fight, simply notice them, share this. Just simply notice them, just notice them. That's all you need to do. Because you want with Simba's. Just don't try to fight and see the process, why this thought rises. Because I'm thinking of a prayer wheel, that's why thoughts of prayer will rise. How the thought rises. Just to be mindful the process of the thought, the way it arises. Don't need to do anything, just simply recognize them. No need to stop them, just simply notice how it rises. You know, share this. No? That's where the focus should be. Focus should not be on fighting with them. Focus should be just simply notice them and just recognize how the process, why it happens. To the team on a job, but the remaining on that, What happens after that? Those thoughts fly away like bird. No, that's what happens. That's what happens, you know. It's kind of like landed, so many thought landed. No need, simply just look at them and which direction they fly in, so which direction they come, how they come, why they come. Just look at them. Then they will fly away. Then of course, those birds will come back again. Then do the same thing. Again, it will fly all over the place, different directions, then some point it will come back, all come back. There's the process, it goes back, comes, goes. It's not like everything that comes and remains, then life is going to be miserable. Every thought that comes, it remains, then it's going to be a nightmare. It comes and goes like bird, it comes and goes like, just be aware of the process. Why it's coming there, you know, why, how, all that. So maybe, you know, that's probably good for someone who's not necessarily thinking to accomplish all the 9 stages of shamatha meditations. So that's, you know, like how say, To reach wellness of mind, wellness of mind. You understand? Oh. Reaching Sangha Ngola, Shimji Dimla, Cheji Dimla. Awareness. Mind. Look at that. With full attention, look at that. Reaching Sangha Ngola, Shimji Dimla, Cheji Dimla means not just very seriously, but strongly looking. Not just looking like, you know, like strongly looking with concentration. That's how this meditation, like there's a reach a certain more, simji dimla, jeji dimla. No. Nando kamba, kanjebas. Whatever thought rise, what kind of, it doesn't matter what kind of thought rise, whenever it rise, how it rise, simply notice them, that's all. No need to do anything, simply notice them. Maybe that probably is that kind of, that kind of approach is good for some people. May not good for everybody, but it's good for some people. Maybe some people, they just want to fight with their thought. So then, you know, you become like skilled swordsman. Oh, so they need to be look at archers who's shooting an arrow at you. Need to be aware. You can't be distracted. You have to be 100% aware. Every arrow that comes to you, you just, because you're already talented, skilled swordsman, which direction you can stop them, each one of them you can stop. But you cannot be distracted. Oh, okay. Oh. That's how you that's one way to do relatively easier than this, like the 90 stages of Shamatha meditation, relatively easier, but So, Yeah, so that's enough now, that's enough. So then now, So now I'll probably read a little bit from the materials. Now this is about kamabhati. This is about shamatha meditations. But why I said all of this? As I said, some of may you know want to do all the 9 stages of shamatha meditations. Maybe just want to, try to say, just want to, what is it? To learn how to create temporary wellness of mind. That's what you want to do. So then maybe that's why I said this, all of this. This is what I said. Okay. So now why that we are studying this? So now Lama Atisha, here you see statues on my left. On my left, I'm not sure, on my left here, Lama Adichie, Indian master, who re-established Buddha Dharma in Tibet, contributed greatly for Buddhism in Tibet. Lama Adichie said, in where? Lama Adichie wrote this called Lamrim, called Light of the Path, Lamrim, Light of the Path. Shineya la namtaris. Vagdo pede conscious, lonely tonda tagija, dizzy to permissions. If you think that you are doing shamatha meditations, but not knowing the instructions, shinayala namtaris, or not having the knowledge that you needed in order to success into the shamatha meditation, Shinaya, Nam Tavis, or all the conditions, necessary conditions to that supports Shamatha meditation. Shinaya mainly refers to the knowledge, not necessarily the. So, of course, there's something to do also environment too. Shinaya, Shinaya, La Nam Tavis, Lonely Tonda Tavis, Lonely Tonda Tavis. Shinaya, La Nam Tavis, Shinaya, La Nam Tavis. Rabdu Pede Kumchija, Rabdu Pede Kumchija, Rabdu Pede with full effort. Then you think that you are doing Singapore Shamatha meditations without having all the necessary knowledge it requires. Lonely Tonda package, Lonely Tonda package to one, you could spend thousands of years doing that, your mind, I think you are doing some other meditation, but thousand years pass, you will not achieve shamatha. Why? Because you doesn't have all the knowledge that require how to do, what is shamatha, how to do, what are the problems, or like all this knowledge. So that's why we are studying. That's why Lama Adisha highly recommended to learn first. What is shamatha meditation? How to do meditations? What kind of problem you face throughout the nine stages? Need to learn. Need to prepare yourself for the meditations. So then when you do meditate, then you are fully prepared, well prepared, rather than not prepared. That's why we are learning this. Lama quotes here. Shinaya la nam tawe rabdo pese kumjija lonne tonda tawe Tenzi Tupa Minjuru Shesung Desos. Kangi Gumbi Tenji Kansan Desos. So now, what kind of people that should probably do Shamatha meditations? Tugusum Shechewa Taki, as I mentioned, some people have a lot of anger, some people have a lot of attachment. Some people probably does not want to learn anything, or maybe ignore, like I said, lot of problem with ignorance. So then, as I said, mentioned that those people that deep in meditation been mentioned. The chato jinje mo mido baso gumba. Chapa namju mi ba lang yabat tengus. Need to start with lot of analytical meditations. Okay, in order to ease the power of attachment. Power of anger to ease them. You can focus, but it will take you long time, because the amount of anger that you have, amount of attachment you have, that because of that, it will take much longer. You could focus, but better if you do a lot of analytical meditation, better rather than concentrations, single point. Seven nam jung mi bon dona tinzi mituba tamuja. So now, if this three poison is kind of mild, maybe kind of equal, not really powerful, equal, so then use object. Pick suitable object. As I said, as a Buddhist, we pick holy object. As a Buddhist, you pick holy object. Does not mean that you have to pick holy object. Why? Because this is not Buddhist practice. This is common practice. The goal is to achieve the best level of wellness of mind and wellness of body. That's the goal. So it's not Buddhist practice. So that's why you have options. You can choose any object that's suitable for your mind. So this will be very clear. As a Buddhist, we choose holy object. There's multiple benefit. So the Chinese Buddha said, "You are Kansaki Lagula meeting. Go not thinking to be shallas." Why choose holy object? Was let's say Tara. Why choose Tara? Mm. So it creates the tendency in your mind streams, focusing on Tara's image. And then, of course, you know, later on, if you do Tara practice, it will be much, much easier. Much, much easier. I'm just taking Tara as an example. It doesn't mention here. I'm just taking Tara as an example. Tagula means guna tingindu tribi shalas. You could achieve shamatha based on Tara's image. At the same time that you created so much positive propensities focusing on Tara's image in your mind stream, so that will help later on down the road if you want to do Tara practice, that will help. Oh. Many reasons of it, isn't it? Rangi teve tetsamchi nijin damga tewa belly button. When you're sitting down, your belly button. Then rangi teve tetsamchi. Probably, you know, like length, when you probably like size of your body, if you're like 6 feet, then maybe 6 feet. Your body is like, it probably is like size of your body. No. Like something like, you know, now when you sit, you can see. Like that, you know, it's not too high, not too low, something you can see. Deve said, not on the ground, but on the space before you. Then the rangi teve is a dunjin namkhas. So space before you, like height, no need to measure, don't worry, no need to measure, but there's, you know, the distance, your body, this length of distance, like that. These people who wrote the text, they already achieved shamatha. So they are talking about experience, it's not just knowledge. Somebody who don't know how to make pizza and talking about making pizza. It's not like that. So these people know how to make the best pizza. So they're teaching us how to make pizza. It's not like, you know, yeah, you can say people like, it's still happening in the modern days. Some people talk about some stuff. They have not much clue, but you know, salesperson talking about sales time something, but you know, like as so people who have not any knowledge of bread and talking about bread and all that, if you have no clue how to make bread, all that. Okay, the object has options. So I'm going to explain here the way it's explained here. So it doesn't mean you have to use that object. You have options. Suitable object. That height. Rangi tijesave lama yimbalas. Nambas, no. It is your lamas, as your lamas, rangi tijesave lama yipalas. In my case, my teacher. Nambaji, aspect is Buddha. The reality is my teacher, but in my mind, it's no different than Buddha. Nambaji, tuwa dojija kundosebo shajija. So then, you know, they look at here that, like that. So you have ideas what Buddha's image looks like. So it is my teacher, but entity is my teacher, but aspect is Buddha, like that. Number 12 is a Kundo Savasheshan, so the Nirvet is a Lunzen number. So the Sishbhidu, Namgit Jasin Tabhosha. It's like not like solid. It's like almost like rainbow. It's not solid, but you see very clearly. You can touch, but it's very obvious, very visible. Like that, you know, we see rainbows. It's not like somebody, I never saw something that has color. No, that's not true. You see rainbow. So like that, you know, you visualize like that. Doesn't have to be as a, could be, what do you call, rainbow is a three-dimensional. I mean, like something you can see, but you do, how I can visualize Alhamdulillah like rainbow? How you see rainbow? Like that. Not like solid form, like that, like rainbow, like with the colors, you know. It can be plain or can be colorful, like that. Because we used to, it's not like very foreign to us, we used to see rainbow, so it's not like very foreign, like that. Oh, Rasimeva, Namge Jatru Tabu, Jatru Tabu, Tsuja, Kange Tse Tam, Jatru Jidru Tse Tam, Shik Sal Tabs, Jatru Tse. Something small, probably. So that size is not, as I said, you know, like, whole point is to keep your mind there, whole point. Size here is mentioned like very small, very small. Jase is like, Sema is like, what do you call it? Sema is like, green peas? Peas, yeah. Size of peas. That's hard to see. But size doesn't matter. That's the size you visualize. Something small, you don't visualize huge. Something small. I'm not making this up. That's the Lama who wrote the instructions. He's explaining. Can be flower. Can be tree, can be fruit, anything. In this case, is your teacher, the entity, the aspect, is the Buddha, or the Sardarji. Then, Tomarji, in the beginning, Uchani, the beginning, you focus on the head and hand. Head and hand, Uchani. Uchani, Kui dosa, kui kado. First you focus on the color of head and hand. Then two legs. Peme denamna, lengare semsons. Peme dena. Then the lotus cushions. Maybe you focus first a little bit on the head, and maybe focus a little bit on the hand, then maybe go down to the bottom of the seats. Well, that's what you're trying to do in the beginning. Not beginning, I just want to see crystal clear image. That's not going to happen. It's not a good sign. That's not going to happen. No, there's a process. First, you're just struggling to keep your mind on one object. That's all you're trying to do. You are not, should not worry about crystal clear and not seeing like, space between the letters is all kind of blurry. It's okay. The beginning should not worry. So see, Uchani, few seconds head, few seconds body, few seconds there. Not talking about 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Few seconds here, few seconds there. Whatever the object might be in this case, Buddha, you know. So as I said in the very beginning of this class, very much hope that you use this, not just learn. If you want to reach, achieve benefit, you have to use. Without that, nobody can give us the result. Nobody. Even the Buddha up here, right here, can give you result. You have to put effort. Oh. So, and the last, beginning, what are you doing? You're just thinking, looking at the head a little bit and looking at the hand a little bit, then going down, trying to see the seat, lotus cushions, then going back again, maybe right hand, face. That's what you're doing in the beginning. If you are visualizing person as the object of your shamatha, that's what you're doing. You're looking at the person's hair a little bit, eye, then maybe body a little bit, so then trying to, that's what you're trying to do. You're not trying to see whole image, you're just trying to see the ears, eyes, hands, like that. The beginning. Oh. So this is important. Why is it important? Because somebody did that. Somebody went through this process. That's why. Oh. Parache, then the last, then you're trying to see the whole image. That's like not talking about hours and hours, minutes, it's seconds. Seconds here, second few seconds here, few seconds there, and the end, few seconds, just to remember whole image. Could be His Holiness Dalai Lama's. Oh. He says, "Yingor, yala raba, chaje sam shachuna tetamji choshe chene semzingud." So in the end, the beginning you're trying to get. In the end, you're trying to focus on the whole image. You're trying to now trying to get the whole image. Oh. If you're not able to see the whole image, even though you see some part of the body, you should be satisfied. You need to be satisfied. You can't be disappointed. You should be satisfied, the Lama says. Titi yingo yangla rabba chachasam chachuna tetamji shoshichini simzinkudis. Just to be content that you are seeing something, then nothing. Oh. The idea is not to see crystal clear entire image, that's not going to happen. You have to understand that's not going to happen. That's the process you go through. It really happened, not now, it really happened down the road, not now. That needs to be clearly understood. You need to understand that clearly. It won't happen in the beginning, doesn't mean it's not going to happen. It really happened later on. So, in the end, you're trying to visualize the entire image. So, if this image is kind of not very clear, don't worry. Or not seeing entire image, don't worry. What are you seeing? I just see the lake. Just stay on there. Just be content, focus there. Just be content, focus there. Or don't get disappointed. Or I try to see entire body, I'm not seeing entire body. So that's not how you do meditations. So. You just need to be content that you are seeing something, then nothing. Then remain there. Tetam shi choshe chene sem zingkudi. Teta chene sem nechi dingzi nyudu nechis. Beginning, you just trying to keep your mind. It's not about the clarity of the image. It's not about the sharpness of the image. It's not about the contrast of the image. It's just, you just trying to keep your mind on that object. That's all you're doing. That's what you do in the first stage, that's what you do. Out of 9 stages, first stage, that's what you do. You try to keep your mind on one object. Oh. Tizi yingo yala rabada chachuna, tetam ji shoji sem zingiris. Need to be content. Seeing something, then nothing. Need to be content. Whether it's like cloth, or seat, or throne, or maybe hand, or ear. Just focus there. Just keep focus there. Just need to be content. Oh. nirdu nations. If you do that, so then how you say, you will find the stillness of mind on the object. You will find that nirdu nations, you will find that rapidly. Okay, stillness on the object. That's how you say, mind on the object. Stillness of the mind on the object will find rapidly. At the beginning, cannot focus at all. And kind of shocked that somebody said, I can count 21, breathe in and out. I was kind of shocked. How you do that? I can even count two. Yeah? If somebody can count, you can count. Why not? You don't have to be shocked. You can try. If you can count one, so that means you can count two. If you cannot count, then you cannot count anything at all. So, and some people say, I was kind of like, wow, I can't be by myself all day long. What do you do? There's so many things to do. Some people can't remain by themselves, you know. But is it possible? Is it possible? Is it possible? As maybe bodhicitta now is kind of like, I don't think that anybody can generate bodhicitta. No. If somebody, you see, if you know somebody generates bodhicitta, you can generate. So like that, the beginning, so what are you trying to do? You're trying to achieve the stillness of your mind on the object. That's all you do. Don't worry, clarity, the sharpness, the contrast of the image. That's not going to happen. That's the process. You have to understand that. You have to be gentle. You have to be kinder to yourself. You can't push. You can't just push and push and push. That's not good. You need to just contain. If you see the part of the body, my idea is trying to see whole image. Right now I'm not seeing the whole image. I'm just seeing part of the image. Be content. Focus there. Be content. Focus there. It's not about the sharpness. It's not about the entire image. It is about keeping your mind on the object at the moment. That's the first stages. You try to keep your mind on the object. So then clarity, sharpness, that will... Second process. Next process. Oh. Okay, so that's kind of covers this. Kind of covers the first stages. So then I'll stop here. So maybe two more Wednesday, hopefully two more Wednesday. Then please, before this shamatha class, whatever I said, I almost took hours. So try that. So then if it benefits, so then it's good, then continues to nine round meditations, how to clear your mind, clearing your mind, based on nine round breathing meditations. Focusing on the awareness. Focusing on the awareness where to reach thoughtless state. There's no another choice. There's no another alternative. In order to reach thoughtless state, you need to focus. Without focus, there will be no thoughtless state. There will be tons of thought. If you don't focus, there will be tons of thought. Somebody could say, oh, stay, sit, think nothing, easy to say. But to reach there, need to focus. Without focus, there will be no thought, there will be many thoughts than no thought. Oh yeah. Yeah, thank you. So.
Okay, turn to page 235 in the Go Prayer Book. start with the general dedication prayers. Gelati. For the short long life prayers. Gandhi Rawe Korwe Jinkam De
Pema Dewa Male Jovene Chere Zewa Tinze Jantoye Shove
Sinte Baju Tengu Chi Shonu Iye Nala
Onjo De Awa Tare
Sambara Sopa Lo Sangewe De Tonle Felsho Shashin Gengyo Lama Soa De Tutsu Chajin Jage Gewe Tenzi Kyonpe We Kunzu Do Pote Chosun Kuwe Le Muntu Du Padok So Duje Kunzu Japan Om Taritu Taritu
Re Soha
Om Taritu Taritu Re Soha
Om Taritu
Taritu Re Soha
Om Taritu
Taritu Re Soha
Om
Taritu Taritu Re Soha
Om
Taritu Taritu Re Soha Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Thank you and a good night.